This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Henry Cisneros was one of the first Latinos to head a major American city when he served as mayor of San Antonio in the 1980s. He went on to become Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Bill Clinton. He's endorsing Joe Biden for president, and WLVR's Genesis Ortega recently had a chance to speak to him about the Biden campaign strategy to appeal to Latinos, the importance of their vote in Pennsylvania, and the diversity of Latinos in the U.S.
The Latino community is made up of people from many national origins. Then you add political differences, conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats. Then you add religious heritages, and we have a lot of Catholics, but also evangelicals and mainstream Protestants. Some Latinos are Jewish. So there's a real mix of national origin, of political values, of religious backgrounds. And then when you add the geography of the country, you've got concentrations in Florida, concentrations in New York, concentrations in Texas, in California, and as you know, in places like the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania.
Now, the polls show that Joe Biden is underperforming among this voting bloc, and some would say that President Trump hasn't exactly been a champion for Latinos. So what is it about Biden that just isn't resonating?
What Biden needs to do is to focus on his policies and just demonstrate that these are real, concrete initiatives, more in the traditional mainstream of how the U.S. government works with Latinos. You know, a lot of Americans think of the Latino population and say, well, we have to have a Latino strategy. But I've always believed, and I've been at this now for 30 years, that if you have a good, solid American working family strategy, you will have a Latino strategy.
So with the election just a few short weeks away, what would Biden have to do to energize the Latino vote?
Well, I think the traditional means of energizing any vote are you have spokespeople from that community. And I think we have lots of Latino leaders who are scouring the country. You speak to people literally in their language, which means not only in English, but also in Spanish. You speak to their issues specifically, understand their state of life and speak to it. And I think the Biden campaign is doing that. And then you have to do it in volume. You have to work hard at reaching every person as often as possible. And that is the job of the next 48 days.
Now, Trump flipped Pennsylvania in 2016 and won by less than one percentage point. How important is the Latino vote to winning the state?
After Florida, I could make the case that Pennsylvania will decide the presidential election. And I will also make the case that every voting group counts. And there are more than 500,000 Latinos in Pennsylvania. There's a large population in Philadelphia, large population in the Lehigh Valley, and then spread across the rest of the state. So yes, the Latino community matters in an election that can be decided by a few thousand votes. If you bring 500,000 people to the ballot box, that's very potent.
That was Henry Cisneros speaking with WLVR's Genesis Ortega. This week, a poll from the Wall Street Journal, NBC, and Telemundo found more than 60% of registered Latino voters supporting Biden. To see more of the conversation with Cisneros, which includes Biden's plan to offer assistance to Puerto Rico, head over to pbs39.org and watch the rest of the interview with Genesis Ortega.